Democrats cited steep cuts to safety net programs, including SNAP, the Food Assistance Program, and Medicaid. And the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill will add more than $3 trillion to the deficit.
This is the time of the year when fireworks accidents become commonplace. KXII-TV's Mia Median reports on one such incident in Oklahoma.
Three people were critically injured and two others suffered minor burns in a fire Wednesday evening on the grounds of the Choctaw Nation Capitol in Tuskahoma. The Choctaw Nation was preparing for its annual Boom in the Valley fireworks celebration and ignited commercial-grade fireworks that were being delivered for the show.
The Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma canceled the event. National parks can be a popular destination for people enjoying the July 4th holiday. Correspondent Natasha Chen reports, meanwhile, the Trump administration has cut about 1,000 park jobs.
Each year, millions visit Assateague Island National Seashore, which is managed by the National Park Service. But this summer, families will also see shuttered lifeguard towers and signs warning no lifeguards are on duty.
President Trump has signed an executive order telling the National Park System to charge higher entry fees for foreign visitors. As we get ready to celebrate freedom, CBS's Jim Krasula reports on quite a historic find in New England.
It's being called the Holy Grail of the nation's abolitionist era. A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptist Extension Corporation has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration by nearly 120 New England ministers saying they opposed American slavery. The issue prompted Baptists in the South to break away and form the Southern Baptist Convention. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Supreme Court has announced it will consider whether states can prohibit transgender athletes from taking part in girls' and women's sports, saying they're going to review lower court rulings in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Just in time for the fourth, we've got this year's report on the country's best cities for barbecue.
America's best barbecue cities are listed in the latest report from Lawn Starter. Out of nearly 500 of the biggest U.S. cities, it's Kansas City, Missouri, number one.
I remember there were a couple of years ago, it was St. Louis that was number one in Kansas City. It seemed to be a battle between sides of Missouri, but Kansas City has reigned supreme for the last couple of years.
While Los Angeles came in a surprising second place, Lawn Starter's Jeff Herman.
That's because their barbecue restaurants are consistently higher rated than some of the other cities that are known for their barbecue.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Nissan is recalling more than 480,000 of its vehicles across the U.S. and Canada due to potential manufacturing defects they say could cause engine failure and increase the risk of crashes. The recall covers certain Nissan Rogues and Altimas and Infiniti QX50s and 55s with VC turbo engines. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will increase here in the overnight. Showers and thunderstorms developing as morning low temperatures drop into the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. On your 4th of July, showers and storms in the morning, then highs in the mid and upper 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
you want to be free. But you come running back. I said you were baby. You come running back. I told you so many times before. You come running back to me. It's time is on my side.
Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world. love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
WRJN.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what?
shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner."
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read the signs?
Now hey you, mister, can't you read? You got to have a certain tie to get a seat. You can't even watch, no, you can't eat.
You ain't supposed to be. Have a membership card to get inside.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
Be brighter.
last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter, Maria.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
WTOP.
WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old love song.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump will sign the newly passed tax and spending bill at the White House Friday, the July 4th holiday. This past evening, he celebrated his legislative victory at the Iowa State Fair.
We will ignite trillions of dollars in economic growth, increase take-home pay for the typical family by more than $10,000 a year.
Correspondent Nicole Killian tells us the president got most of what he wanted.
Well, of course, the whole impetus for this was to extend the president's 2017 tax cut. So by and large, that is what it does, in addition to funding some of his other key priorities, like the expanding security at the border, ICE enforcement, fortifying the wall, etc.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries tried to delay the final vote by speaking on the House floor for 8 hours and 44 minutes, the longest House speech ever. Five people in Festus, Missouri, near St. Louis, were injured after a vehicle crashed into a parking lot firework stand. Corporal Dallas Thompson with the Highway Patrol says a man driving a van had a fender bender in a Walmart parking lot, and after that investigation wrapped up,
backing out of the parking spot, for some reason, the driver lost control of the vehicle while in reverse. He was sideswiped another vehicle that was parked unattended, and after striking that, he continued to drive backwards into the firework stand.
A man pinned under the vehicle was seriously hurt. Police in Los Angeles are bracing for a 4th of July, which will include more large protests against the Trump administration. Mayor Karen Bass.
I think it's going to be a big deal. Yes, I do. But it is 150% inappropriate for people to resort to any level of violence or vandalism.
Mayor Bass is not imposing a curfew. Tens of millions of us are traveling this weekend, as CBS's Chris Van Cleaver.